discusses the long galus of Yaakov Avinu. Right away, you see, third pasuk, Malach Elokim Olam V'Yordan Bo. From the very beginning, the Rashi comments that Malachim Eretz Yisrael, Malachim Chutz Laretz. Okay, so there's a changing of the guard, if you will. It's the third pasuk in Parshas Vayetze. Vayetze is one of the longest parshas in the Torah. Has 148 pesukim. At the very end, the last two pesukim, once again, Malachim. Malachi Elokim. Rashi says again, Malachim Asher Eretz Yisrael. Again, the changing of the guard. So the bookends of Parshas Vayetze are the changing of the guard when he went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and vice versa when he came back. Fine. Therefore, so Vayetze represents Golos. My Rebbe Zichron Levelka pointed out that there are 148 psukim. It's one long run-on paragraph. There are no parshas, psuchas, stumas, nothing. You know, usually in the same Torah, every few psukim is a gap. Nothing. And he explained, I think others say the same thing, that in the Golos of Klal Yisrael, which of course the Ramban writes that the Maisei of a similar bonim, that the long Golos described in Vayetze is a precursor of the long Golos that Klal Yisrael experiences many years later, because Maisei of a similar bonim. It's all one big parasha. In other words, there are different kufas in Am Yisrael. There's kufas Avos, and there's kufas Golos Mitzrayim, and then there's kufas Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. But the Golos is one long kufa, even though so far it seems that our last kufas Golos, which is now almost 2,000 years, when Golos. Exactly when you count, and Churban, or we left Eretz Yisrael, whatever it may be, a long, long time. So, it's one long tkufa. What do you mean? Ask all the historians, all divided into this period, the period of the whether they measure in intellectual history, the Gaonim, the Rishonim, the Achronim, want to measure into the more general history of in Bovel, and then Western Europe and Eastern Europe and America, whatever. All these are details, and they're all true historically, but it's one long epoch. There's really no division. It's one long big thing. And that's the essence of the message of the one long run-on paragraph known as Parshas Vayetze. Now, of course, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, the Malachim greeted him. He wasn't out of the woods, not far from it. The very next parsha, as we all know, begins, Dayav runs into Esav. And as a matter of fact, the Ramban there also says, Ma'asav Asim al-Abanim is critical of Yaakov Avinu. For, they say in America, let sleeping dogs lie. And Yaakov is criticized by Chazal and the Medrash, that you're walking past the sleeping dog and you pull it in its ear and say, oh, by the way, I'm just passing by. There's again Meister, and the Ramban explains that it's against Simon the Bonin, that the destruction of the base of the Biggish came when the Jews ran to Rome to curry favor one side against the other. Hook and the Snar, Stubbles, those know the history of the end of Bayis Sheni. So, what should I say? The commentary is a straw, they are Malachim, it doesn't mean you're home free yet. So, we live in a period of time when many, many members of Am Yisrael have returned to Eretz Yisrael, but we're certainly not out of the woods, and we're certainly in Tzoras from Esav and Yishmael, as we well know. Nonetheless, the fact that there has been a return to Eretz Yisrael by the masses, and the demographers are predicting that within a relatively short period of time in the scope of Jewish history, there may be a majority of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael more than in Chutz Laretz. No one knows, no one can predict the future. The truth is, you have to be careful how you count who's Jewish and who's not. But in any event, we are clearly in some stage of a return to Eretz Yisrael. But nonetheless, we are still in a period of Golos both because the anti-Semitism is in full swing. We see it in Europe, we see it in Eretz Yisrael. We have to hope it doesn't come too much to America. We have to be so careful nowadays. This is Pachat Pachodim, what's going on, the population shifts, which not only puts Klal Yisrael into fear, but all the entire Western civilization into fear, those who find the events in Paris and other places recently. So the Golus is still going on. Of course, the question becomes, how do we get through this difficult Golus? Such a difficult Golus. I wanted to share with you something I heard from my Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha. I believe I heard this from him when I was a high school boy. My father took me to what was then known as a Mizrahi convention. Those things, I don't think they even exist anymore. But there were, I remember this place was swarming with people. If I'm not mistaken, this was took place in Long Beach, one of those big hotels where they had some kind of a Shabbos program. And Motzei Shabbos, I don't think I even got into the room. My recollection, I was standing outside, coming out from a sound system, just couldn't get in. And of course, we're always speaking in Yiddish. This is a Toy Story 50 years ago. More. This is what he said. He said, he based himself on a pasuk. Some of the parts of the pasuk we know from Hamavdol Mekodesh Tuchol, we say Masi Shabbos. Shoma Amilayla, Shoma Amilayl. Asa Boker Vigam Loyla. Im Tavayu Bayu. I mean, Tavayu Bayu. What's the expression? Tavayu Bayu. So my Rebbe focused on the expression we have in Kaddish, Tiskabel. We say it every single day three times. Tiskabel Tzloso Nuvoso. At first glance, these are redundancies. It's a redundant term, right? It's a synonym. My Rebbe focused on a Targum Unklus at the end of Sefer Bereishis. We're now beginning, if you will, part two of Sefer Bereishis. Vayetzi Sasi, the whole second part of Yaakov and his sons, which is the occupies the whole story of the end of Sefer Bereishis. But we find that Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, "Ashal akafti miyada amora becharbi uvekashti, b'tzalusi uvevusi." It doesn't mean literally a sword and a bow and arrow. It means my prayer. Again, the same two words, tzalusi uvevusi. But again, it's a redundancy. So my Rebbe explained that every Jew has two kinds of tefillahs, an immediate tefillah and a long-term tefillah. As a matter of fact, in Shemoneh Esrei, we have 12 brachos of Bakasha, and they're divided 50-50. The first six brachos of Shemoneh Esrei are tzelusi. The charbi. Charbi is a short-term, short-range weapon. What are they? You know what they are. They're looking for wisdom, for repentance, for forgiveness. It's important to know the words Goalenu and Goal Yisrael do not refer to Mashiach. Mashiach is later. It means any particular individual redemption that you need for your personal problems is included in the Brach of Goal Yisrael. And of course for Refuah and for Parnasa, those are all personal needs. All of a sudden it shifts. Kabbish over God Alakhirusainu. From then on we're talking about what we call eschatology. Eschatology. We're talking about the end of days. Or when we're coming back to the gathering of the exiles and the return of the proper judicial system and the elimination of the wicked and the restoration of the righteous and rebuilding Yerushalayim, becoming Mashiach. This is all, whoa. That's Be'uso. Why? It's compared to a bow and arrow. A bow and arrow, it goes very far. So every day when we finish Shemoneh Esrei, we have a minyan. The Chazan says the Skabo Tzeloso, which is the first six, the short range tefillahs. Uba'usan and the long range tefillahs. Oh. So my Rebbe said Pshat in that pasuk in Yeshaya, Shomam Ami Laila, Shomam Ami Leil, referring to the long Laila. Pashas Vayetze, right? It's all Laila. Yaakov Tikkun Tefillahs Arvis, as his tefillah of Golus. Yaakov is the patriarch of the Golus. It's all one long Laila. Right? It's so long. How do you get through the long night? How? Very difficult. Klal Yisrael suffered so much over these years. Thousands of years of suffering. The answer is, Asa Boker V'Gam Laila. True, now there is a laila, but there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. It's only this fundamental belief that the light at the end of the tunnel, which has kept Klal Yisrael going through all the difficult trials and vicissitudes, persecutions, pogroms, inquisitions, Holocaust, everything. Why? Into vayu bayu. Which means, if you're going to focus only on the here and now, it's impossible. You have to focus on the longer range, on the broader picture. And we believe in a geula at the end of the day. You know, whatever we're going through now, it's, we have tzoras, anti-Semitism, it's nothing compared to what our ancestors went through over the years. Nothing. I'm not discussing only the horrific crusades when they killed us and they burned us at the stake, and the Inquisitions, they did the same, and even the Cossacks in the 17th century. Let's go back to the, we'll call it the 19th century, early 20s in some places, where there was such repression and such poverty and such the pogroms against us. It was terrible. And how did they survive? Into vayu bayu. Before there was even any glimmer of hope of return to Eretz Yisrael, you know, that's 150 years ago, no one even thought about that. And they still were loyal to their faith because they had a bitachon. It's going to be a return. It's going to be a geula that kept them through the more difficult times. So even today, we also have difficult times. We're clearly not out of the woods. Kadosh Baruch Hu has certainly given us a tremendous chesed, an opportunity to return to Eretz Yisrael and establish an independent state. Warts and all, still, which didn't exist for 2,000 years. And they have to be mispala. What's it all about, Pashas Vayitzei? All about tefillah. Vayifu v'amokom. Ein p'gil l'lashon tefillah. The daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, both in our, for our private matters. We don't ignore that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's tzlosom. But focus particularly in Vayetze on Bo'osom, that the long night should come to an end, when Mashiach will come in the hair of Yemein Amen.